Hey, it's Nikki, and today we're talking about Stuff the Bus coming up August 7th, 8th, and 9th in the Wausau area. Christina Barbier from Fab Fan. It's Fill a Backpack, Fill a Need of Marathon County. This is a really important thing that we need to do every year because there are so many people in Marathon County that need a little bit of assistance when it comes to going back to school because school supplies are really expensive.
You're actually spot on. It's about $65 for a backpack. With basic supplies. And if you've got a couple kiddos and the economy's been a little tough, the Workplace Council's signature program is Fill a Backpack, Fill a Need. Been in existence since 1998, and we have distributed over 62,000 backpacks since then to eligible children in Marathon County who qualify for free or reduced lunch. We give them a backpack filled with basic supplies, no cost to them. They do need to come to our event on Saturday, August 17th. From 8 a.m. until 2 p.m., we're distributing at the Wausau Center Mall in the old JCPenney space, so just come in the main mall doors. Last year, we gave out 3,800 backpacks, so the need is great. We do cover all of Marathon County. We've been working with some schools at DC Everest. We gave them $20,000 worth of supplies last year to help them, so instead of their families coming to us, we took the supplies to them. And then we arranged with Spencer and Rothschild districts to come to Wausau, pick up the supplies, and they're able to distribute at their schools to take out that distance factor.
Well, that is fantastic. And I know Johnny Bauer from American Family Insurance, Johnny Bauer Agency, you've been a big supporter of this program for a long time.
Yeah, since 2006.
And this is a program that the Stuff the Bus part has been at your building for a while, and you've been collecting school supplies. And we're kind of expanding a little bit. So we can find the bus parked in front of your insurance agency on August 8th. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the event, because it's more than just collecting school supplies.
It is more than just collecting school supplies. Actually, we're doing it 3 days. August 7th is at Coraline's and Rothschild. August 8th is at my office. And August 9th is at Newman High School. So what's so cool about it is August 7th at Coraline's, we're collecting the supplies from 8 until 5. So it's a convenient place in Rothschild for people to stop down. You know, maybe they're at some of the stores down in that area, conveniently located. They can just hop on the bus. The kids can hop on the bus and donate the kids to the kids, which is so cool to mm-hmm. see. August 8th is at my office. We're expanding the time from 8 until 7. But we're actually doing a really cool grill out this year. Instead of the brats and the burgers, we're bringing in chicken and barbecued
Ooh.
Pork tenderloin.
And Ooh, fancy.
Well, you know, I think at this time of the year, people are getting a little tired of the brats and the burgers.
Yes, yeah.
So we do want to change it up a little bit. We're hoping to get some corn on the cob knee-high by the 4th of July, so keeping our fingers crossed on that. We're actually going with that until 7 o'clock, so Rib Mountain is a nice destination spot. They're going to be there anyway, and maybe in all the busyness, they'll find time to just swing in, grab a good meal, and also help donate to the bus that way. So the last day then is August 9th at Newman High School, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., again, another convenient location. Once that day is done, then we actually move the bus again, and then we take it to the distribution center so Christina and her team can unload it with all of her wonderful volunteers, which I think is like over 300, isn't it?
Throughout the week there is, yes.
Wow. So, Christina, what kind of supplies are we looking for?
Obviously, durable, quality backpacks that will last an entire school year. Notebooks, folders, crayons, markers, all of the basics. Glue sticks, pens, rulers. Really, we'll take anything you're willing to give us. It does need to be new, though. Mm-hmm. And if you miss Stuff the Bus, you certainly could drop off your donations to us. We'll be at the mall in the old JCPenney space starting Tuesday, August 13th, and we'll take donations from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you pull up in the back lot there off of 4th Street, we'll have people with shopping carts and we can help unload your goods.
And, you know, the easiest thing to do is probably just to stop into the store and grab one of the school's lists because they're all available and just do the shopping off of that list and you're good to go.
Completely. That is probably the easiest thing. And I mean, we really cannot do that without the support of Midwest Communications and all of the sponsors that are involved and the community. So we're fortunate to be in a community that is so giving. So just a shout out to everybody and a great, 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 huge appreciation.
Well, and thank you to you both for your hard work on this program, because it is something that's super necessary in our area. It's hard for a lot of people who aren't in that situation to understand how difficult that is. When we say that it's $65?
$65.
For a backpack full of stuff. Imagine you've got three or four kids. That's a lot of money that somebody has to spend on school supplies. And if they're, you know, worried about putting food on the table, It's really difficult. So this program is great.
Right. And for them to show up at school that very first day, totally equipped, feeling all proud about their backpack and their supplies, that's a good feeling for them. It just gets them off to a really good start.
So to help out, make sure you drop off school supplies at the bus that you can find on August 7th at Coral Lanes, August 8th at American Family Insurance Johnny Bauer Agency, and August 9th at Newman Catholic High School. Fill a backpack, fill a need helps so many kids in Marathon County go back to school with confidence and all the supplies they need. Stuff the bus with Midwest Communications and American Family Insurance Johnny Bauer Agency.